Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air till 10. It is Monday, the 6th of January, 2025. So a happy little Christmas to you. Happy Nullag Naman to all the women out there. It's the Feast of the Epiphany as well. It used to be a holy day off school, but not anymore. Only the snow can do that job now. Twiddle out your messages to us in the usual way, please. The WhatsApp North and South is 087-032-3232. On the text from the South only, please. That's 515-515-551. That's how it works. And you can email Oliver at rt.ie. Yes, also Happy New Year to you. A lot of festivities on this day, almost a quarter of the way through the century now. Don't think too much about it. Just, it's not good for your head. Keep on going. In fact, over in Russia, today is Christmas Eve because of the calendar that they follow. And interestingly, the Ukrainians used to follow the Julian calendar. But since the invasion, of course, they have switched to our Western ways, which is an incredible change when you think about it. But small, of course, by the standards of what they've gone through for 3 years now. It'll be 3 years come February, believe it or not, that war. So whoever Julian is, he only has the Russians now for his lonely Christmas tomorrow. Mind you, for Vladimir Putin, I suppose once Donald Trump is president in, that's 2 weeks away, is it? 2 weeks' time? Yep. Every day will be like Christmas, let's be honest, for those Russians. How are we doing today? Don't think about it. It says, a large stripe of Ireland this morning is white with snow and with frost, as you've been hearing. And from what I can gather from the coverage this morning, it's roughly all the way, if we go east to west, it's South Wicklow, good morning there, into Carlow, plenty of Kilkenny, South Tipperary, a chunk of Waterford even, North Cork, Northwest Cork up there. That means there's a fair belt of Limerick involved, and most of Kerry covered in snow, and the freezing conditions likely to continue all the way to Thursday. So you've schools closed, the farms don't close, farming has to go on, so you can't tell the cattle it's a snow day. So take it handy out there to all the listeners in that direction. It looks very pretty, I'm sure, for the warm and cosy looking inside, but also a lot of miserable people who would have been expecting today to be that moment of freedom after the Christmas fortnight, maybe even from the kids. And lo and behold, the world has conspired to freeze you back inside your homes with nothing but potential illnesses and flus, the chance of your water grounding to a halt, to a sub-zero halt, to keep you company. So sad, sad for you. The White House is not affecting Dublin, so it might well be downgraded by the state apparatus from a significant event, because it was a nationwide yellow alert, wasn't it? To officially designated, sure, that's only over beyond event. But and whatever you do, do not ring the OPW. They'll only build a snowman that will bankrupt the nation. So we've enough problems as it is, thank you very much. But don't worry, the local authorities, thankfully, are looking after you in that, as I say, kind of a strip of the region that's kind of covered. Oh, there could be a third of the country affected. So good luck out there. 087 032 32 32. Since you've nothing else better to be doing, you might as well chat to us and twiddle away with the messages and so on. We have a great show for you this morning. A story of search and identity. There are, they reckon, tens of thousands of Irish people who are likely to have been born through the help of donors to fertility clinics. Very much an issue that's begun in the 90s. And most of those people, the tens of thousands of Irish people that is, they may not even be aware of the truth of their origins. So we're going to hear this morning from a woman who has found out about hers. She's a young woman. She's been sharing the stories of others as well, sometimes here, sometimes from abroad. Bizarre stories, often involving those home DNA test kits that people get as gifts for each other. You know, the family heritage searches and things like that. And they think you get a family tree and they get a surprise. It's a fascinating area. There are legal changes happening here in Ireland. And this woman, this journalist, is campaigning for more. So we're going there today on the messages. 51551 is the text as well. And what is happening in the celebrity world? Well, the Golden Globes, as you've been hearing, have started off the long, long season that is award ceremonies for film and television in Hollywood. The Oscars are not till March. This year hosted by Conan O'Brien, as it turns out. And the Golden Globes was a ceremony which was fully cancelled only 3 years ago. 2022, there was huge controversy, you'll remember, about the organisation's questionable practices, the lack of diversity in particular, back in the days when the progressive left were ruling the world. But 2025 is looking rather different. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association, that's the group that run the Golden Globes, they were accused of conflicts of interest or even allegations of bribery. It was called out for having very few black members in the United States, and whether even some of the members were journalists, members of the press. So it's back anyway, and the big winners were the Oscar favourites. These are movies you probably haven't heard of yet, like The Brutalist. It's a new film telling the story of a Holocaust survivor turned immigrant architect in the US, starring Adrian Brody. And remarkably, he won the Golden Globe last night. It makes him a favourite now for the Oscar. And he won the Oscar for playing a Holocaust survivor in The Pianist in 2002, as a Roman Polanski film. The other big winner they're talking about now is Emilia Perez, which is a film about a Mexican cartel leader who hires a lawyer to arrange his transition. And it's a musical to add to the bizarre selling point for that film. Won a lot of awards. And another one, there's the Hollywood love the comeback story. So Demi Moore has made the triumphant return to her movie career. She won Best Actress for a role in a body horror that has kind of, you know, rejuvenated her career, as per the twist in the film. And the substance is, I've seen this, it is just a crazy film, which is only really palatable to proper fans of horror. It's properly mad. But it marks her comeback, and it seems to be kind of following the likes of Brendan Fraser there in the last couple of years, who was another big star of the 90s that got left behind until now, and he won the Oscar and handed it over to Cillian Murphy last year. He doesn't hand it over. That's the tradition where they hand previous year's winner. So it was 2 years ago. So Demi Moore, she's 62 years of age now, and she gave a very impassioned speech as she collected her award. And it was all about the fact that she said she was in a low point in her career before being cast in The Substance.
I'm just in shock right now. I've been doing this a long time, like over 45 years. And this is the first time I've ever won anything as an actor. And I'm just so humbled and so grateful. 30 years ago, I had a producer tell me that I was a popcorn actress. And at that time, I made that mean that this wasn't something that I was allowed to have, that I could do movies that were successful, that made a lot of money, but that I couldn't be acknowledged. And I bought in and I believed that.
There you go, Demi Moore. And Jamie Lee Curtis as well, she won the Oscar. Was that last year or two? That could be 2 years ago as well. So a remarkable comeback story there. The Substance is out. The Brutalist and Emilia Perez, they're coming out in Ireland. It's on Netflix, Emilia Perez won. And The Brutalist will be coming out in January. But the real winner of the Golden Globes, I think, was the relatively unknown host. Nikki Glaser is her name. She delivered a 10-minute rip-roaring monologue, tearing into the star-studded audience. She apparently spent, I think, 2 months writing, rewriting and performing this set in front of comedy clubs, and it ended up just beautifully perfect. Here's how she opens the evening.
Here to roast you tonight. I want you to know that. And how could I, really? You're all so famous, so talented, so powerful. I mean, you could really do anything. I mean, except tell the country who to vote for. But it's okay. You'll get them next time. If there is one. I'm scared.
If there is a next time, indeed there wouldn't. And it kept going. She went through the audience. Timothy Chalamet, Eddie Redmayne, everybody got a hit, including our own Colin Farrelly, went on to win his Golden Globe for the third time. And she finishes on this note for the big celebrities.
I do want to remind you, if you do lose tonight, please just keep in mind that the point of making art is not to win an award. The point of making art is to start a tequila brand so popular that you never have to make art again.
That's Nikki Glaser, and it'll be well worth watching that on telly tonight at 9 o'clock on RTE2. The Irish interest was led by Colin Farrell, but because he won for a TV series, The Penguin, he won't be featuring in the Oscar race this year. Paul Mescal, Saoirse Ronan, they're still in there as the main Irish hopes for the rest of the award season. Saoirse Ronan for the Blitz film, although Paul Mescal is now considered sort of an outside bet, mainly because people have seen Gladiator 2 now, haven't they, at this stage, and went, oh, well, it's not his best moment, is he? Is it, really? But don't be too worried for him. He's made enough money now and enough stardom to set up his own tequila brand at this stage. It's only 5 years, not even 5 years since Normal People. And so that's what's going on there with the Golden Globes, basically. Oh, this is a story which is a little bit triggering because it was 5 years since we heard the phrase, there's an outbreak in China. And we saw those stories appearing. But do not be alarmed. It is the HMPV. There's a surge of cases of this in northern China. HMPV, which is the human metapneumovirus, as in pneumonia. It makes me feel scared because it's got the word meta and kind of half of pneumonia in there. Why should we be concerned about this? Well, not really. It is a respiratory disease that causes flu or cold-like symptoms, but it's been around since 2001. It was identified in the Netherlands. It's always concentrated in the colder seasons, but there's a big case of surging in northern China, particularly among children. And it's warning people to take the usual precautions, you know, all the stuff that everyone's forgotten about, which is why flu is spreading so well over Christmas time. But HMPV is not like COVID-19 in that it's been around for loads of decades. There's a level of immunity in the global population from past infections, according to experts, compared to the dreaded COVID, which was a new disease that had never infected humans before. And we didn't have a vaccine at the time. And that's why it became a pandemic level spread. So HMPV will pop up in news feeds and so on as an outbreak in China. But now you know not to be alarmed. And you can say, you can say, well, we know it's grand. Don't be worried about it too much. Someone's in touch with us on the WhatsApp already saying, what the county council is doing for me now is they knocked off my Wi-Fi this morning when clearing the road, says Anne in Kilkenny. Can you knock off? That's in Kilkenny. Anne in Kilkenny, can you knock off Wi-Fi? I thought it was underground. Well, it must be something to do with cables. And, you know, there was leaves on the track, Anne, all right? Official explanation. 0870 32 32 32 for the WhatsApp. Oh, yeah. I want to start with this song. No particular reason, just, you know, I heard it the other day and it made me feel very good and very happy. Do you need a better reason at the moment? Billy Ocean, to get you up and running on this Monday morning. Happy New Year once again.